It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. I am on the way to work, just dropped off my son from school, and figured I'd jump on and record another podcast here. I hope these kind of little shorter episodes of the podcast have been helpful. The feedback that I've gotten has been pretty positive. As always, if there's something specific you'd like me to talk about or specific questions you'd like me to answer, shoot me a note, drop me a comment, shoot me a note on Discord or what have you. I am happy to answer any questions or kind of talk about anything you'd like me to talk about. One thing that I got asked recently, not necessarily from the podcast, but just I believe it was on Discord, there was a conversation about acid reflux. And unfortunately, this is something that I have quite a bit of experience with, not only during my quit, but prior to my quit. And luckily, it has effectively gone away since my quit. I believe, as you know, I quit about 17 years ago. And prior to my quit, I had some pretty significant acid reflux issues. I would, obviously it would really bother me based on specific foods that I would eat, real spicy foods, real fatty foods and those kind of things. And then I would have a really hard time with some, different types of beer and those kind of things. Right around my quit, I think it was right beforehand, I went in and I got my throat scoped, and I believe it's called an endoscopy, where basically they put you under and they run this scope down your throat and they kind of, take a look and see what's going on. It goes all the way down into through your throat, into your stomach, and it's looking at, do you have ulcers? How is that stomach acid bubbling? Effectively, if you're not familiar, acid reflux is when the acid in your stomach effectively goes back up into your esophagus, and it gives you this burning sensation up your kind of in your throat, into your esophagus, and that kind of thing. So, anyways, so I was on all sorts of medications. I was on Prilosec. I was on Nexium. These are proton pump inhibitors, if I remember correctly. And what they're trying to do effectively is to neutralize the acid in your system, so that it doesn't kind of come back up into your throat and give you this pain and burning. After I quit, my acid reflux went off the charts terrible for a good, I would say, couple of weeks. It was so bad that I was on the internet looking for home remedies. I was trying to find, what the hell is wrong with me? So I'm dealing with withdrawals from nicotine. I'm dealing with, at the time I had a, when I quit, I had a 53-day-old son. My oldest son was 53 days old. So I was dealing with sleep deprivation. I was dealing with, just everything that kind of goes along with your quit. And then on top of that, my acid reflux absolutely went through the roof. And I found what I thought was going to be a miracle cure on the internet, which was drinking some apple cider vinegar, which I'm not a doctor. I can only relay what I, have seen, read and done research and those kind of things. For me, apple cider vinegar did not work. And actually, if I'm being honest, just logically, that didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. Vinegar is very acidic, and it never made a whole lot of sense to me why, if I'm dealing with an increased level of acid in my body, that putting more acidic content in there, I never really understood how that would help the situation. Acid reflux can actually mimic the effects or mimic the symptoms of a heart attack when you get acid reflux really bad. So I have said on numerous occasions, I took myself to the emergency room twice early in my quit because I thought I was having a heart attack. Now, what it was for, now let me take a step back and caveat this. If you're dealing with chest pains, if you're dealing with shortness of breath, those can be very serious symptoms of some very serious issues. It could be a heart attack. It could be something like congestive heart failure. It could be COVID. You know, so there are some very significant. I don't want you to discount those things, especially based on the content of this podcast. So if you're dealing with those things, please make sure you take them seriously and, if necessary, seek medical attention or medical help. So with that out of the way, I can relay my story. So I had a couple times where I would be like laying. I remember very vividly one night laying on the floor watching television. My wife and my son were sitting on the couch, and my acid reflux was really, really bad that evening. And your chest will burn from that reflux, your throat will burn, and you kind of get this like tightness across your chest. And so I was having that, which was pretty common. Now again, I'm a hypochondriac, so you know, I've got all these thoughts running through my mind. Oh my God, what's going on? Is this the big one? Am I going to have a heart attack? You know, at the time I was, I was in my mid-30s and, or young, early 30s. And so I'm sitting there, and as this attack is going on, I start to get this tingling in my, you know, in my shoulder and then in my left arm all the way down, you know, to my hands, right? Well, if you know anything about heart attack symptoms, that is kind of the one of the main symptoms of a heart attack is having shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, and then feeling that sort of pain or that burning down your left side, specifically in your left arm. So of course, I'm feeling these things. I have this knowledge of what a heart attack might be. And so of course I start to panic and I start to really get nervous, and you know, my anxiety is going through the roof. Well, so long story short, took myself to the emergency room, and I hope you've never had this experience, but when you walk into an emergency room and you tell them you're having shortness of breath or chest pains, they don't fuck around and let you wait in the emergency room. They get you right in. So within minutes of me walking in saying I was having chest pains, which again, I was not thinking this was acid reflux. I legitimately thought that this was me having a significant, serious problem. And so I took myself to the emergency room to be safe. I don't want people to like walk into an ER for something that is not serious and tell them, hey, I'm having a heart attack, just so they can get seen first. That's not cool. But again, I was legitimately concerned. So anyways, within a couple of minutes of me walking in, you know, I was in the back, they had me on an EKG, had taken my blood pressure, all these kind of things. And everything was normal. You know, maybe with the exception of a little bit elevated blood pressure and a little bit elevated heart rate because I was nervous and scared. Everything was normal. My EKG was normal and you know, all these kind of things. So, fast forward, they put me in a triage room and a nurse comes in and sees me and she's asking me all these questions. And I just recently quit dipping and, you know, what sort of medication are you on? Oh, well, I'm on Prilosec and these kind of things. And so they ended up treating me for an acid reflux episode, which, so even if you're on these medications, you can still have an acid reflux episode on top of that. So they gave me presumably a higher dose of either one of those medications or something, you know, some other type of medication to kind of knock down that episode. And then in addition to that, they treated me for high anxiety. They gave me Valium, if I remember correctly, to deal with my anxiety. So the doctor comes in and I relay all of this information to him, and he says, are you withdrawing from nicotine? I said, well, you know, I don't remember exactly how many days I had been quit at that time, but it had been, you know, I was probably in my 20s or 30s if I had to guess. And he said, yes, that is, and again, he didn't say it was common or anything like that, but acid reflux and anxiety will cause these types of feelings in your body. Again, chest pains and shortness of breath and those kind of things. Now, here's where my story, I don't have a medical explanation of why this happened to me. And I'm actually not sure if this is common. I would love to hear from other people that have dealt with acid reflux and their quit. I would love to hear from you and learn your experiences. For me, after I quit, after about 2 months or so, my acid reflux almost went away entirely. To the point now where, and again, it's been 17 years, I haven't taken any acid reflux medication in probably 15 years. So no Prilosec, no nothing. I don't even take, you know, any over-the-counter, you know, nothing like Tums or Imodium or anything like that. Every once in a while, if I eat, you know, a bad meal, every once in a while I'll get triggered. But, I mean, it's not even on the same planet as what I was dealing with before. I can honestly say, as I sit here in early December 2023, I can't tell you the last time I had what I would consider an acid reflux issue. You know, I had Thanksgiving dinner a couple weeks ago, no problem. You know, as I've talked about on the podcast, you know, since the pandemic, I have drank more than I had in years past, never had a problem. So again, I in my mind, I am equating that, or equating the stoppage of my acid reflux issues to my nicotine quit. And again, I don't know if that's just my experience. But the reason I do that, though, the reason I'm equating the two is because I really haven't changed a whole lot else in my life in terms of how I eat or drink or exercise, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, that's the big difference in my life since my acid reflux has gotten better, is the fact that I'm no longer using nicotine. Now, is it the nicotine? Is it the juices from the tobacco? Is it something else in the, you know, it's probably all of those things. But since I quit, my acid reflux is effectively gone. So I hope that is the similar situation for you guys out there that are dealing with acid reflux. It is terrible. It sucks. It hurts. And I just thought I would jump on today and chat for a few minutes about that. Hey, leave me a comment. Let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear from other people out there that are dealing with acid reflux. And I'm proud and honored to be quit with you today, quitters. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.